And welcome back to the locker room. What we're going to do this morning is to talk to a local baseball club member who's just got a bright idea for trying to improve the interest and the involvement of juniors. So welcome to Chris Castle.
Well, welcome to me. Thank you.
That's all right.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
That's okay. Now, immediately people listening and say, oh, there's a bit of an accent there. So let's spend a minute or two on your own background, Chris. Obviously, you've played plenty of baseball. But I've got one, that's right?
Course, yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, yes, I'm from the States, as most people come to the conclusion fairly quickly. California originally.
Okay.
Did most of my growing up years in the Midwest.
Right.
Yeah.
And obviously, being America, it's far more of a baseball country, especially over the summer periods.
Absolutely. It's the national sport. It's,
yep.
You know, the all-American apple pie in baseball, right? So, yeah, it's much easier to draw interest because much like the footy culture here, you're expected to play baseball.
Yeah. So at some stage, you pick up a baseball. And
everybody's played.
You get a glove when you're four and you throw the ball around the backyard with your dad or your brother or your uncle or the
Pretty
guy
much.
Next door. Yeah.
Yep.
Now, very different, of course, especially down here, but in most of Australia, you know, there are little pockets of where baseball's strong, but it's a real challenge, isn't it, getting them involved? Because what happens is if your parents play, you probably play. If your mate plays, they might drag you along the training, but other than that, it's very hard to generate the interest.
Yeah, I've actually been pleasantly surprised to see the type of interest that's around.
Yep.
But various clubs have various levels of sophistication, I suppose, is the best way to put it. They've been around longer, or they have huge interest, or a few key people that really push it along.
Mm.
And then they develop relationships with scouts from the States.
Yep.
That we have several people. Up in the mid peninsula area that have those relationships.
Sure.
And it's an opportunity. It's purely an opportunity. Just like any sport, there's that opportunity at the uni level.
Mm.
For the States, you know, that's scholarships.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be Division II, Division I, hey, you know, education's for free if you can play ball.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing.
Absolutely. So it is, as you say, a great opportunity. What might be some of the challenge of getting a kid who's actually got a bit of interest or potential but not really getting there? What's the challenge there, do you think?
I think it's more of just getting over the initial obstacle. They've never played. They don't know what it's about.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, come on out, throw a ball. If you have hand-eye coordination, you'll probably be successful.
Hmm.
That's about what it comes down to. Because hitting's very similar to cricket, although it's a little more difficult in my estimation.
Yeah, round bat, round ball.
That's it. Throwing, very similar,
except
for bowling. You know, pitching, it's not a bowling motion, as you well know.
Yeah.
The rest of it, you know, it's just a matter of learning the rules and learning the game. And when people do, you love it. I mean, it's just one of those things. Once you try it, you say, wow, this is something that a lot of people can do that probably thought they couldn't do a sport, number one. But number two, it's an exciting game in its own right. It doesn't put you to sleep, that's for sure.
Sure. So down our way, it's quite unusual in that baseball's a winter sport.
Mm.
And you've mentioned that you're from the Borneo Club, but the same applies for Frankston and for Bond Beach and for Mornington and a lot of the local clubs. So you've come up with this great idea to try to get a bit more interest and to get a larger number of kids actually playing and getting involved in the game.
So absolutely.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we recognized that it's the way to build a club team, and there are several club teams, as you mentioned, that this could apply to in the area. But to improve the participation and the opportunity and the awareness of, for the club team, you have to break it down you know, for when the kids are young and they're trying everything.
Mm.
And you just need to go ahead and give them that opportunity and present a platform. And that's what we've done. We are now in the midst of putting together a first season of the Southern Peninsula Primary School League.
Okay.
So Primary School Baseball League.
Yeah. So essentially the club is creating and supporting and managing
supporting
the league.
Yeah. It's a semi-creation of the club. There are members of the club that have helped put this together.
Yep.
But it is not a club, quote, effort.
Right.
It's independent.
Yep.
We're working with the schools, hand-in-hand with the primaries, mm-hmm. the PE teachers.
Yep.
Principals are all on board and very excited. And we're looking to go ahead and couple them together with a senior league member of the Boneo Club.
Yep.
So talking to the children at their assemblies, getting in their newsletters, having a clinic that we're going to be doing on the 10th of February at the Olympic Oval in Rosebud. And everybody pretty much knows where that is because that's where the footy and cricket fields are.
That's where everything else is, that's right, yeah.
So it's something for everyone of the ages 8 through 12, depending upon when you turn birthday 12.
Yeah, sure.
We'll be doing primary school league.
Right.
And that will be two different age groups that will run. The younger will be 8 and 9 year olds and possibly some of the 10 year olds who haven't had any experience yet.
Yep.
It's a softer ball, so it's not the full on hard ball.
Yeah.
There's some modified rules to make the games continue and everybody gets a chance to swing the bat and play. And then we'll also be doing what in the States would be the equivalent to major leagues, Little League.
Yep.
And that's for ages 10 and 11, and then some of the 12-year-olds as well.
Sure. So how many schools have you managed to get involved in this so far? I know you've been out talking to them.
Yeah. We've initially tried to keep it within, say, a 10-15 minute drive of the Oval.
Sure.
Okay, so that
makes it easier.
On the outside of that, that includes Red Hill, Dromana.
Yep.
And then on the opposite end, Tukra would be the furthest that we've done this year. Next year, we'll expand it to include the rest of the schools on the peninsula, this part of the peninsula.
Right. Yep. So on the 10th of Feb, when you start running clinics, is that during the daytime?
It's from 4 to 7.
Four to seven.
After school, obviously.
Yep. Which encourages the parents to get involved,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, give a mom a night off from cooking. We'll have the canteen open and, you know, have the snags on the barbie. And
that sort of stuff,
everybody can have a bite and a good time. There are lots of tables. Sponsorship, to assist the teams with the shirts and that type of stuff.
So you've managed to do that too, haven't you? You've chased a few sponsors, so each team gets some sponsorship and support.
We have. Yeah. We're still gathering additional ones. We've had wonderful response from local business, whether it be just a local merchant or a branch of a bank or whatever.
Yeah.
We've had several interests, and the 10th will be their sign-up day to sign off and, you know, get a full feel of exactly what we're doing.
All right. And from that point, obviously, you'll start the league, whatever its name gets called.
Yeah, that's rather lengthy, what I said before, isn't it? I don't know. We're going to have to work on that.
Work on that one.
Yeah. What we're planning on doing, and this is pretty timely effort here.
Sure.
You know, we're starting spot on.
Yeah.
So the week of the 13th, we're anticipating starting our first trainings.
Okay.
And depending upon...
At the school level or still the
at
Oval?
At the schools.
At the school. Yeah, it's a good spot.
It'd be at the schools. If that particular school doesn't have enough to field a team themselves, we'll just go ahead and meld them in with another school.
Yeah, join together.
Yeah, join them together, precisely. So, you know, as things develop, word gets around. Last year, for example, at the club level, Boneo's under 12s, or actually it was under 11s at that point. They just switched some of the rules.
Yep.
We had, you know, probably 10, 11 players.
Yep.
And through the course of the year, we had walk-ups.
Yeah.
They say, this looks like fun.
Yeah.
And they say, come on down.
Come join us. Yeah.
So not only have they just fallen in love with the game, but as you mentioned before, they're bringing their mates.
Yeah.
So that's how things grow, by expanding it out to anybody and everybody, boys and girls, you know, ages, you know, 8 through 12, we're going ahead and giving that opportunity. Experience not required.
Yeah.
Two hands, two legs help,
Yep.
but we'll go ahead and assist you with that training. We have a very specific training regimen and techniques mm-hmm. that we'll be using, that all the coaches and everybody else involved will be using to keep everybody on the same page.
So the PE teachers would be an aspect of that too, wouldn't they?
You got it. Yeah, and some PE teachers say, I'm a footy cricket guy. Yeah. You know, it's like, I don't know anything about baseball. But we've got a lot of equipment here, I don't know anything about
it. That's right, we'll make it easy for you.
Exactly. Yeah. That's precisely the whole idea. Yeah. And that's why we're pairing up one of the senior members of the Boneo club team with the school team.
Yep.
So they'll be there to assist with technique, keep the kids going the right direction, and we're going to have continuing coaching meetings mm-hmm. to answer those questions, to assist in tips and straighten some things out. We have videos that we're going to be giving to them to use.
Yep.
You know, so it's a very simple game.
Yeah.
But once you get in the game, you can make it pretty difficult if you want to go to a high level.
Yeah.
So that's the idea. Open it up to the kids at the young level, those that show promise and they're hooked and they want to continue, boom, that opportunity's there.
Yeah.
Because there are summer club teams, there's winter club teams, and you know, that's the whole way you build a club.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And after the training sessions, you'll run
games. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, they'll be playing against one another. It'll be school pride time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. We hope to run round robin.
Okay.
A couple rounds.
Yep.
And that will overlap with the Boneo Club beginning their training as well.
Yep.
So
some of the kids might decide they want to play this winter, for instance.
Well,
would you like to see that? Obviously,
they'll be given the opportunity to come train. Yeah. It'll be more like trials at that point, because the type of interest that we've experienced so far, just in speaking with two schools at their assemblies.
Yeah.
I believe we're going to have a bunch of interest.
A lot of kids.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so that's why we want to go ahead and, you know, have a league at that level, so everybody can play. And those that show, you know, true interest and ability have the ability to play on a club team where their skills can be honed that much, you know, finer, and they have that much more support with others around them that have played for a while.
And of course, in the junior baseball in this area, in the Dandenong Baseball Association, plenty of times girls join the teams too.
Absolutely.
So that'll be
I have two daughters that want to play.
Right.
I have one daughter right now who's playing springy summer.
Okay.
The under 12s, and she played winter ball last year.
Okay.
For Boneo.
Yeah.
So she'll continue to do that, and my second daughter is old enough now to play Boneo as well.
Right.
So she'll be on the school team.
Yep.
Yeah, they both go to Eastbourne.
Right.
So they'll both be playing on those teams, and they're both going to want to come to trials to hopefully make and play on the Boneo team this winter.
Absolutely. So, look, that's a pretty interesting idea. How'd you hit upon it? Just talking to people it grew?
talk about it just popping, in a dream or whatever.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it was just seeing a need.
Yep.
Knowing the structure in the States on how baseball is proliferated, how people become interested, and how the retention obviously is a big part of it. So you need support. They obviously need to have fun. Mm. So that's what this level at the primary school level is all about. You get them interested in the game, show them what fun it can be, give them the skills they need to be successful, and support them.
Absolutely.
And you do that, and the rest is, you know, history.
Fantastic.
It'll succeed on its own.
Chris, it's been great chatting with you about this, and we'll certainly catch up on the baseball show when that starts again on Fridays during April, and you'll be able to say how it went and any tweaks you'd make. But it'll be really interesting. Best of luck with it. We hope it goes really well.
Well, thank you much. Looking forward to chatting again.